one more time. Let's all close our eyes and just think on him now.
To be like,
yes, Father, make us just like the Lord. Worship him, church.
To be like Jesus on earth I long. To be like him.
Yes, Father, praise your name. Your prayer today. Hallelujah. Well, some of it is in your prayer today. Lord, make me like you. And it's not something out there like, oh man, I'm just never going to do it. God has provided a way that he can. He said you're predestinated to be molded into the image of the Son of God. Hallelujah. What a hope. What a thing worth. That's the greatest thing I like praising God for. It's his ability to take the mess that I am and the power he has to change that. Oh my, I've seen healing, I've seen virtue, I've seen the power of God in the service. But give me a real changed heart by the power of God. It's the greatest miracle I've ever seen in my life. Watch him, God's hand on the soul. God, the devil intimidate everything else, but he can't do that one. He can't change a man's soul and make him from the old dirty wretch he was into a saint of God. But God can, and he has. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Daniel 3 and Acts 17. Daniel 3, and then we'll go to Acts 17. Had a good trip down visiting Ellie's family and the saints down in New Albany area. It's good to be home, though. I missed you all. It's just something about home. We might be defiant, and, you know, everybody, defiant attitude, it seems, you know, but as long as we're defiant against the devil, I guess that's all right. But it's home. It's where God called us to be. You know, I'm sure we're reading Daniel here. I'm sure he didn't appreciate where he had to be. I'm sure the three Hebrew children didn't really enjoy where they had to live, but that's where God called them. So that was all right. Daniel 3. I visited Brother Nathan Bryant's down there. We went to church on Wednesday night. Had a great time in New Year's service. Had a few ministering brothers testify and sing, and had another brother preach a sermon, and then they asked me to testify and sing. And I can say, you know, it's nice to, no disregard at all, but they kind of, some of the other ministers just kind of preach for 10 minutes. But I was like, Lord, I don't really need to preach here. It's already been preaching for a while now. I want to testify. And I'm glad to say, brother, sister, I had to kind of think hard. What could I say in 10 minutes? Because I got so much I could say of what God has done in our assembly. Isn't that right? Amen. You know, when the Bible says that in the book of John right at the end, he said, if we wrote down everything Jesus did, there ain't enough novels in the world. We'd fill up the whole universe with books. And I'm beginning to realize that's exactly right. You just can't keep up with it all. But I got to share a few things and talk you all up real good. So, hallelujah. Not just you, but the God in us. That's right. He's the only way. He's a great God, though. I tell you what, I don't care. If you can get five people in his hand, he'll do more with that than all the denominations on the earth. That's right. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be a Christian. It's good to be home. I feel like I'm a little stuffy. Maybe it's just because, you know, Ellie's family, you know, they smoke cigarettes and things, and they're pretty respectful about it, but still, it's in the air, it's in the house and stuff. So I'm kind of like, man, why am I feeling this way? I think that's what it is. But God's good to us, and I'm happy to be home. So as we got our Bibles open today, you ready to hear from the Lord? Amen. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 23. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto the counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17 and verse 26. Just take me a little drink here. Hallelujah. I did get to listen to Brother Alex's sermon here on Wednesday, a big chunk of it anyhow, and it sounded like a pretty good time. So praise the Lord. Just keep striking the ground. That's right. Don't stop. Acts 17, verse 26. And he hath made of one blood of all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. I like to stop there. I like to preach on the revelation of the ever-present fourth man. The revelation of the ever-present fourth man. Let's bow our heads before him. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Hallelujah. You have a need that says, Lord, you're the only one who knows what's in my heart. You're the only one who can help me. But I'm believing you today that you'll speak to me. God bless you, saints. Hands all over. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for first just for being who you are and what you've done for us as we reflect on it's a whole nother year, Lord, of blessings and of the power of God and the love of God that you've extended to us service after service, day after day. If anything, Lord, we come here to say thank you and to raise our hands in praise and adoration. But Lord, you told us if we come hungry, we'd leave filled. You said if we came expecting, we'd get what we expect. So Lord, we come that the word of God might come forth and it might pierce into our souls and drive away any darkness that the devil's tried to get in our lives. That if there's any sign of sin in us, Lord, may it be eradicated by the Holy Spirit in this service. Lord, you're the God of this word. I pray that you would come, you would anoint it, Lord, that it come off the pages and live in all of our hearts, Lord, and bring glory and praise to your name. You that knows the thoughts of our heart, I pray that you'll feed every children the desires that they have, Lord, that they would know without a shadow of a doubt it was you speaking to them, Lord. Father, may we not be hard at heart, but may we soften ourselves and say, Lord, whatever you have for me, I might not like it, my flesh might fight it, but Lord, let me receive it into my soul that it might defeat all the works of the enemy. We commit this service to your hands, knowing that you're a faithful God, for we ask it in that name that's never failed, the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I might put you on a little bit of a roller coaster in this sermon, but that's all right. I believe, to be honest, this revelation I want to speak on today, I'm pretty sure, I'm trying to think of another situation that wouldn't be solved if we had this revelation. I think every problem in the church, the reason why we don't pray, the reason why we don't fast, the reason why we don't read our Bibles, the reason why we don't come to church, the reason why we can't get early, the reason why we don't love one another, the reason why we can't raise our hands and praise God is because of what I'm speaking on today. The revelation of the ever-present fourth man. That this person that we're talking about doesn't come and go as he pleases. Come on, now he's not here and then gone. He doesn't just stop by for vacation. We're talking about someone that goes beyond comprehension, that goes beyond time and space and limitations. Everything that drives our lives are these limitations. And we serve a God that doesn't know the first thing about that. He's never been restricted by time. He's never been restricted by space. Wherever he is, that's where I want to be also. And as the Bible said, we ought to have a little bit more faith that the reason you're breathing right now is because of this God. The reason you can even say amen is because of this God. Why are we using our voice for something else then? We ought to be saying the word of God because that's the only reason we're even able to say it in the first place. Hallelujah. These three men, you know, we say like God wasn't there, God wasn't there. I hate to break it to you, he was there. But just because God doesn't manifest it for you to see it just right this minute doesn't mean he's not there. Because he is. He sees everything that we do. He knows everything that we think. He knows every intention of your heart. And you might be able to hide it from a pastor. You might be able to hide it from your wife. You might be able to hide it from yourself. But there's one that knows what's deep down in the heart of a man. And that's this ever-present fourth man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the prophet has told it, I'm just going to pull this one. He said, the only reason a man would ever sin is because he doesn't recognize the presence of God anymore. And we can all say amen to that. Like I said, we're going on the roller coaster. We're coming down right now. We'll get back up later. But it's time to go down and recognize that we have to understand we are accountable to this man that we're talking about. That this man is always around. You don't have to worry about a judge. You don't got to worry about a police officer. When you begin to think, God saw me. God sees me. God knows I was being a hypocrite. God knows. Hallelujah. You say, people don't believe in this. Yes, they do. Just go on the highway one time and start driving. You're driving. I hope you're driving the speed limit. But you drive the speed limit, car starts passing you. And then you kind of notice off in the distance, what's sitting in the median? A police officer. And all of a sudden, the law has power now. And every car, you know what? You start passing everybody. Because they all overemphasize because they're slamming on the brakes so hard because they're speeding so much that you actually are now passing them. And they're wondering, man, he's a brave guy. No, I'm just obeying the word. That's right. That's why you might think, brother, you're pretty crazy. You just go guns a-blazing. Well, when you're following the word, you ain't got to worry about God's conviction or God's judgment because the blood done paved this trail. And I know it's not against the law. That's right. Hallelujah, I can go 70 if it says 70. That's right. And I can pray for the sick if I feel to pray for the sick. I can believe in big things because God told me to believe in big things. Amen. Am I too loud already? Oh, look at that. I guess Brother Alex is a little quieter than me. Or I'm just two sermons pumped up, I guess. That's right. In the book of Moses, and I'm just going to quote a few of these. Because honestly, church, we've lost a fear of God. Yes. And I'm not just saying out in denominations. I'm not saying the world. They don't even believe in God anymore. I'm talking even in our group. We have begun to lose this fear of God, this reverence towards God, this accountability towards God. I did not say accountability to a church. I did not say accountability to a man or to a pastor or to a brother or to a sister or to a family. I'm talking if you will just recognize your accountability before God, it'll take care of all the rest of that. That's right. And recognize that he deserves our respect. And when we do things that's wrong, trust me, it's going to find you. You know, we think many times, you know, people do wrong in the world and say, oh, they got away with that. No, you don't. And I begin to realize that there ain't nobody got away with it ever. And I think, oh, I wonder how that is. You know, who can keep this all straight? Oh, God can. That's right. When it's all done, he is the judge. And you can try to hide it from the government. You can try to hide it, but your sins will find you out. And Moses told the children of Israel that back in the book of Numbers. That's why Paul picked it up in Hebrews, fittingly towards the Jews. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. To recognize that every intention, he knows. Every little white thing I've skewed, he knows. He knows, and I might be able to play it off just so good. Y'all getting good at that, aren't you? But when it's all done, he knows what you really thought in your heart about that. And it's tough sometimes, brother, sister. It's tough to overcome you. I understand that. But that's what we're called to do. Amen. I am my worst enemy. I don't know if you haven't figured that out yet. You might think I'm your worst enemy. I'm here to tell you are. That's right. That's right. Man, Brother Andrew, going to give my case again today. No, it's just you. That's right. We're our own fault. We're our own worst enemy. Amen. Influence, 1963, Brother Branham says this. And these, no reverence, no respects to people today. They don't respect God. They have no reverence. They take his name in vain and tell dirty jokes. And even ministers do that. Don't tell me it's not in the message either. Got real quiet, but... Hallelujah. If we only knew how bad and how good this is right now, how bad it is for those who are falling away and how good it is for those that are staying in, we'd either be really sad or really rejoice. We'll just be on a roller coaster, but we're going to be on the word. That's the main thing. And even ministers do that. You hear a joke, I guess, would be all right, but ministers should be examples, I think, of righteousness and holiness. And that's the reason I think we don't get no further than we do. We don't come to this, the sincerity that we ought to have in it. When you're carrying on and going on, you lose that little grain of sincerity, you know. There's something about it. You must remember that God is watching you every hour. He watches you when you're asleep. Now, I think the reason that people do these things is because they're not conscious of his presence, see? But yet he is there. Whether you think he is or not, he sees every look that you make, every move that you make. He knows all about it. But we ought to realize that. That's right. Jesus said it in Matthew 10:26, "Fear them not, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be made known." Mark 4:21, "And he said unto them, Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel, under a bed, or not to be put on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Amen. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad." Sure. "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear." Why? Because if you can catch this revelation, first you'll stop worrying about everybody else's sins. Right. And you'll begin to realize, sorry sis, you forgot that I walk over here, don't you? I got bigger feet than Brother Alex, I guess. If you stop worrying about this brother's doing this wrong and this sister's doing this wrong, it begins to bring you back to yourself and say, "Lord, what am I doing wrong? Because I know I can't hide it from you." And if we would just quit trying and quit faking before God, we'd be a lot further on the road. Sure, you'd probably have some more tears in prayer, but there'd be a lot more joy in the morning, I'll tell you that. Amen. Because it doesn't matter how good you feel. If deep down you know you're convicted, you're defeated. The devil's got you right in his hands. Oh, you might come to church. Probably not, but you might. You might read your Bible. Probably not, but you might. You might do all the religious acts in the world, but when it all comes down to the end, you'll recognize I'm still defeated. I still can't overcome this thing. I still can't overcome myself. I still have to do these things in the world. And you begin to make excuses.
Sure.
Because if anyone points it out to me, they're just being mean to me. They're just trying to come after me. And the whole time, it's just the Holy Spirit trying to get you free. Amen. It's time for the bride to not be bound by anything of this world. We should have no ties to this world. How else are you going to get out of here if you're tied down?
Right.
How are you going to be raptured if you got chains holding you to the earth? Yeah. Come on, brother, sister. They might not be on our arms and our legs, but they're definitely getting in our minds.
Yeah.
They're definitely getting in our hearts and pulling it to where, oh, I just love that thing too much, though. I can't give that up. It's time to cut every string. It's time to cut everything and say, you know what? I'm all in. That's an old poker term, right? But when you might not know in poker you're going to win or not, but you say, you know what? I'm going to intimidate them anyways. Throw them all in there. I'm going all in. And at that point, you might as well stand up, throw your cards down, and walk away because it doesn't matter. You're either going to win or lose. But this is different. This ain't all in on a gamble. This is all in on you already going to win. You already got the royal flush. It's done been pointed out in the Word. This crude example, I'm sorry. But it's true. God's already ordained it that this Word overcomes the devil. That this bride puts Satan under her foot. Why? Because the revelation that God is ever present. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Look what Nebuchadnezzar said. He said the fourth is in the form of the Son of Man. It was God in Morphe. And the same God that molded himself a body and saw his children in despair. Look, he didn't show up the last minute. He was there the whole time.
Amen.
He might not let you see him. He might not let you feel him. But if you'll have faith, I'm telling you, he's there.
Yes.
And you'll come out on top. Yet fire. You won't even smell like the world.
Right.
Glory to God. We get so busy trying to nitpick at sin, trying to just do these little things and overcome this and that. If you'll just recognize the reason you're doing what you're doing is you failed this revelation. You begin to think that God doesn't see me. Or as long as my husband or my wife don't see me, or my kids don't see me, or my pastor don't see me, or the deacon don't see me, or this church don't see me, then it's okay. But when you begin to recognize that there's a fourth man, and he's still there. And he stands and he looks and says, why?
Yeah.
Right. It reminds me of being like Peter. And we've all been there. Don't you give me that look. You ain't no angel. I ain't either. We're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
We're in the same situation. We done got wrapped up in some denominational thing. We got thinking, well, you know, I don't have to profess him before everybody. I can stand out here and just kind of act like a Christian in my heart, but on the outside just be a hypocrite. And he began to deny the Lord three times. And right at the end, remember, he said he looked. And the Savior just happened to turn back and looked him right in the face. Blood streaming from his face. Yeah, he did what we all should do, go weep bitterly. Well, why don't people do that no more? They don't believe it. They don't believe that they're responsible for the blood of Christ. If the blood don't move you, there's something wrong with your experience on the inside. Because without the blood, you're lost. That's right. And without the Spirit now to identify with that blood, you're just hoping. But I thank God, I'm praising God tonight that that ever-present God has changed his form one more time and that he's got another attribute. I pray you've got the same revelation. But one of them attributes is Andrew Kressel standing back here. That's right. And that's what gives me faith to press the battle, to not quit, to not give up. Look, we're in a depressing, discouraged, defeated age. The nation's giving up. The church is giving up. Everybody's giving up. Let's just lower the standards. Just let our women wear shorter dresses. Just be late to church. Just skip church. Whatever. We'll just cancel for whatever we want to. We don't have to read our Bible today. It's okay. God understands. Just keep lowering the bars. And then wondering why the devil just filters right in through all of our lives. And then you look at a real believer, scratch your head and say, he must just be faking. No, he's got something real. He's got something that actually overcomes. He ain't faking. It's the Christ of God is now in that soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time for the Christians to step back and say, have I remembered the Lord like I ought to? Do I live remembering the Lord? Do I wake up thinking of the Lord? Come on. Do I go to work thinking of the Lord? Do I make supper thinking on the Lord? Do I love on the Lord at all? Or is he just a vending machine? Ain't feeling good today, Lord. Where you at? Here, let me go put my 5-second prayer in. Heal me in Jesus' name. All right. Back to the things of the world.
Sure.
Come on.
Right.
And you wonder why you don't get nowhere.
Right.
Just spinning in mud. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's all you ever get. And you know what? The devil come by and says, well, if that man would have been more sincere when he prayed for you, he'd have got healed.
Sure.
If they would have known to anoint me with oil, then I would have got well. And you're just getting religious. Before you know it, you're just the devil is a two-fold child of hell more than you were before.
Right.
That's right. The days of excuses done ran out. God has proven that, and even right here in the message, right here in this church, right here in our lives as individuals, if any of us have taken a stand on this word, it has never failed yet.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You'll never be able to convince me that God fails and not you.
Right.
When I see people say, well, I know that I got the Holy Ghost, but no, you're not telling me the Holy Ghost failed. You're failing.
Amen.
And you know what? I have the same quota for Brother Andrew. Brother Andrew, don't overcome a thing. Nope. I have never overcome one thing. I've only surrendered. And he's overcome. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many wants to sin less? Let's just be honest. How many wants to live closer to God? Do you understand that this revelation is what does it? Is remembering, look, God, we're in an age now where if you want to hide it, the devil's provided a way.
Yeah.
He's got closets and closets and closets and cubby holes and secret boxes and lock cases.
Yep.
So far deep, no preacher come find it either.
Right.
But the Holy Spirit will.
Amen.
That's right. That's why I don't got to go follow people's lives like a lot of ministers like to and
right.
weave through everything and figure out where everybody's doing wrong so they can go preach on next service. So I can't figure it out anyways, but I know he knows.
Amen.
Amen. It ain't up to me. This ain't my church. Really?
Right.
It's God's.
Amen.
It ain't our message. It's God's. That's right.
Amen.
It's not our job to redeem the bride. It's God's. It's not our job to mold us into the image of the Son of God. It's God's job.
Amen.
And he's asked us to do one thing. What is it? Remember him.
Yep.
Believe him. Say, Lord, you're more than able to do this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. David said, I've always set the Lord before me. He's on my right hand. I shall not be moved.
Amen.
He had a lot more to stare down than we do.
Yeah.
All we got to do is press off.
Yep.
If I must get a revelation of the button off, I think we get a little further in this thing.
Amen.
But David had to look Goliath in the eyes
yeah.
and said, the Lord's on my right hand.
Yep.
I will not be moved.
Amen.
So much he wasn't just worried about retreating. He was wondering how fast he could get to Goliath.
Amen.
And many times we understand David is a mighty man of God. Thank God for that example. Paul told us, I want to turn to this one, Philippians 4:8. Hallelujah.
Paul, he's book of Philippians here, coming towards the end of his ministry. And I just love how he lays this out. For verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Most of us, we done failed the battle in our mind long before it gets into our natural lives. We've already done begin to leave these things. We began to get sick, and instead of being encouraged that the Lord is still my healer, that the Lord's healed me time and time again, that Jehovah Rapha, he's the Lord my healer, and he's never failed me all these years, I should have been dead a long time ago.
Right.
And instead of thinking on those things, what do we begin to do? Oh, that really hurt.
Right.
God, I thought you loved me. Why am I going through this hard trial? Hard trial? Come on. Let's be honest with ourselves. Anybody had to wait 25 years on God? Come on. How about 120? Noah's got us all beat. And that was in a dispensation before the Holy Ghost came. We have a greater than Solomon here today. That's right. We have a greater than a God that was back there. But we need to remember him and let it take over our minds and our souls and say the Word is the absolute. What God said about this situation is what it is. I don't care what I feel. I don't care what I sense or discern that's contrary to the Word. It's not discernment.
Amen.
It's not. It's the devil tricking you.
Amen.
That's right. I don't care how bad it feels. I don't care how much it says, man, that just don't feel right. It doesn't matter. Was it the Word or not?
Sure.
That's right. And last I checked, God is a healer of all infirmities. That's right. He's a deliverer of everything. He's a mighty man of war, and he's never lost a battle. Don't you ever tell me this Word failed. It wasn't the Word. It was you.
Amen.
I can't overcome TV. It's not you. It's not the Word failing. It's you failing the Word.
Amen.
I can't overcome this sickness. Yes, you can. Believe God's Word and watch that mighty man of war take that sword that's done covered in blood. Not just the blood of his son, but the blood of devils years in and years out that God has wiped out.
Amen.
That's right. No, look, that angel stood there. Remember, he was going to take Joshua out.
Right.
Said his sword was drawn. You don't tell me he uses it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Sirs, we would see Jesus 1962. Christians, I think it's so real tonight that we should live the right kind of a life. Because you see, there's many people who won't take time to read the Bible. But they'll read you.
Yep.
So you're a written epistle of God, a real, true, born-again Christian is the Word expressed again. It's the form of the Son of God come back again. That's right. That's exactly what it is. Because you're a written epistle of God, read of all men. What type of person should we be if we know that our lives is an open, living Bible to the unbeliever?
Amen.
To express God in our own life. Notice, now we see was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now we find out that in Hebrews, you're writing it down. Hebrews 4:12. The Bible said the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the asunder of the marrow and the bone, and discern of the thoughts that's in the heart. The Word of God discerns the thoughts that's in your heart. Therefore, God tonight, being the Word, knows exactly what you're even thinking about this very minute. So should not our thoughts be pure, clean, holy, always thinking the best? I wonder how many times our thoughts drift even in the house of God. How many times our eyes want to drift over that clock and say, why is it taking so long? Brother, sister, I might have felt that way here New Year's. I'm not going to lie. We started service at 9, didn't get out until almost 1 o'clock. I was getting a little tired. I ain't going to lie about that. I'm still a man, but I didn't even keep you here 2 hours, I don't think. And we still get used. You might not think I catch it, but I catch thoughts of, man, I'm ready for lunch. You think you're hiding it from me, but it's not me that you should even be worried about. It should be that God saw that.
Amen.
That God saw me. It's one thing. The devil will tempt you. Temptation is not sin. The devil will tempt you. If temptation is sin, then Jesus sinned.
Yes,
led by the Holy Ghost.
Woo!
To go be tempted.
Right.
It's when you succumb and say, that's right. It's that little bitty knot. That's all the devil wants from me is that little turn. And before you know it, he's got your whole life circled around this.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I believe the prophet said a pastor ought to preach maybe 45 minutes or so. I believe that with all my heart. I do. But don't get to the point where you're so legalistic a man hits 46 and you done turned off. Because the prophet didn't say that. He didn't. He just said typically speaking. That's right. Because really, the point is we should be trying to save souls.
Amen.
Not just pump us up all the time.
Right.
Hallelujah. I've been in services where I just had to hang my head in shame because I done brought some sinner in, and they went on and on and on. It took 3 hours to even get to anything. Didn't even have an altar call. I said, how in the world my friend going to get saved here? Oh, but they don't like it that way. I don't care. This is the Word. Amen. The Word went to get souls ready for a rapture. Amen. And it's building up the bride too, but I'm sure gleaning the fields. There's got to be a few more here somewhere because I can see the table of God. It just ain't quite full yet. And if the message people won't take it, I'll go find me a sinner off the street that will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I actually just heard from Cole. How many members Cole? He came about 3-4 times at least. He just messaged me. He said he's got a question about the Lord. He wants to talk to me. Hallelujah. Some of you might have met Connor when he came to his brother Kamsey visit with a few other guys. And he just messaged me, wants to get together for coffee or something sometime. Look, I'm still trying to find him.
Yes.
That's right. And if I can, you can. If I got a mission field, you got one too. Hallelujah. Be a witness. How? Recognizing that I am the only Word people are looking for. Oh God, if you could just show yourselves to them. Show them. Show them the Son of Man is still walking in flesh today. But see, if you live your life outside of that presence, how in the world are you going to jump in it when you need to witness? Because even if you could, you're a hypocrite and you know it. And you're just sitting there wanting to hang your head in shame. And then they wonder, well, I don't want what you got. It made you more depressed than I am. The prophet said, enough religion to make you miserable. If we'd stop living in religion and literally live in the presence of God, I'm pretty sure it'd solve every problem we have. I can't think, you give me one that this mighty conqueror ain't overcome.
That's right.
I've seen him overcome depression.
Yeah.
I've seen him overcome anxiety. I've seen him overcome every temptation of the devil.
Yeah.
He's never failed yet.
Amen.
Well, I just can't get over this. Well, you got to quit trying to get over it. That's the problem. You can. I got that. Yeah, you're a little spindly man trying to pick up 1,000 pounds. You can't do it. I got that. But there's a God that done made the rock. Hallelujah. There's a God who is there fashioning the whole world in his hands. That's right. And he had no problems picking that thing up. Jesus said to the Pharisees right now, how can you speak good things? He said, you hypocrites. He said, out of the abundance of the heart speaketh the mouth. So they were thinking something in their heart and speaking something different with their mouth. So that made them hypocrites. Let that sink in. What was it? What makes someone a hypocrite? It's that deep down in your heart, you know what the truth is. You believe it with your heart. But then you begin to do or say something else. You begin to say, I know I'm supposed to love my brother, but... I think the word but needs to get out of our lives.
Amen.
It should change to just amen.
Right.
I know I should love my neighbor. Amen. I know I should love my enemy. Amen. I know I should be in church. Amen. But no. Back it up. Amen. Because this is the Word we're talking about. The Word isn't these doctrines that we've lined up and we feel so good that we got it figured out. The Word is literally Jesus Christ. It's the same man that was there in the fiery furnace that walked up and could take control of the whole atmosphere. Hallelujah. That should have burned him up and killed him and made it to where not only that, but the fire had enough power to loose him. Hallelujah. The fire had enough power that they could walk around and have a good time. I'm sorry, but I think too many message believers would have got unbound and nobody would have known.
Yeah.
They still just would have been sitting there. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But these men were walking around loose. I'm sure they had something that said, praise God, hallelujah, we're free. We should be dead, but we're free. Brother, sister, did you forget where you came from? Did you forget the message that God has got us out of?
Amen.
Don't tell me this fire is going to kill us. It's going to loose us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But how about you show somebody that you are loose once in a while?
Amen.
As Dad said there, man, if we had $1 million sitting here for church, you couldn't keep them out of the line. That includes so-called message believers. I'm sorry. Because we sell for a lot less than that.
Sure.
Well, I feel led to go there, but I know I'll get, you know, a gift card if I go here. Maybe somebody will buy my lunch. And that's where serving God, come on now. Hallelujah. I don't even need a lunch. I think I need to fast. I'm not going to lie. Especially after these last 2 weeks. My goodness. My pants getting tight. It's time to fast some. That's all they do when you go out there, right? Just feed you. And you're like, come on, I'm good. I had enough Twinkies this week. I'm all right. Hallelujah. What makes someone a hypocrite? It's because in your heart, you're doing something against that. So don't blame it on someone else. God revealed that to you. And just because somebody else begins to support that doesn't mean they're against you. They're for the word. And we got enough things in this message that are getting so lukewarm now that I can't hardly stand it, brother, sister. The prophet told us to kick the TV out long before there was internet, long before it was a cell phone, long before, and he said it used to be a sin to go to the picture shows. Hallelujah. We'll just watch it all up. Look, it tempts all of us. Close it. We need to find the X button a little bit more, too. Done. Off. Hit the knees. Hallelujah. Said, how can you speak good things when out of the abundance of the heart? He knew what was in their heart. God, give us revelation. God already done knows your heart. Amen. If you're mad, you might as well just go ahead, either express it or say, God, take it out of me.
Amen.
And just say, you know what, I'm going to be a hypocrite today. Well, at least be a good one. You know, I just have a brother-in-law. I'm serious. That's scriptural. Amen. If you're going to be bad, be bad. Amen. Don't be in the middle. God hates that.
Amen.
And I do too. I'll be honest. I hate it. If I'm going to be a Christian, let's do it.
Amen.
Let's do it all. That's right. If we're going to serve God, let's serve Him.
Yes.
Or He ain't God. That's for sure. Because if He was God, He's worth serving.
Amen.
If He's anything less, it isn't worth serving. I got a brother-in-law. He's not even a good sinner. I was just telling Brother Dan that. New Year's night, you know, my father-in-law and got a bunch of friends and stuff. They were going to go out drinking on New Year's night. And I'm sitting there and on the couch with my shirt and tie on. Kind of a witness even just sitting there because we're going to church. That's right. Well, they're going out to get drunk and everything. And my brother-in-law sitting there and he's like, no, Terry, you should come with us and all this stuff. He's like, well, I could, but I'd have to do this and this. He's like, I'm just going to go home. And he just went home and just sat on his computer or something. And just there. That's how he celebrated New Year's. I thought, man, you're not even a good sinner. You know, like, well, come on, we all been from the world at some point. New Year's is, if you're going to get drunk, that's the time to do it, right? It's not even a good sinner anymore. That's the whole age that we're living in. They're beginning to realize, and that's the same with denominations, and even in the message, we're beginning to wake up that maybe we bit off a little more than we could chew. Maybe these little things that we didn't think mattered, even though we knew what the prophet said about them, like TV and sports and all these things that's influencing people to where now all these people I remember that used to be real lax about those things. When I was going to Jeff Jenkins back there, all of those young people are in the world now. All of them. And I discerned it all the way back there. I ain't trying to be super spiritual now. I'm just telling you, you don't believe this. This guy don't believe it because he's already listening to this kind of music. This guy don't believe it because the only thing he ever talks about is football. This guy doesn't believe it because he says it's okay for her to wear that, and it's obviously not.
Right.
He's got a TV in his house. He's got this and that. Come on now.
Right.
Hallelujah. And I remember for a period of time, I really felt like a legalist. I really did. But I thank God He kept me away from it.
Amen.
That's when you begin to recognize what sin actually is and what it actually does. You begin to thank God He's kept you away from it. You begin to thank God that He's revealed things to you to say, don't do that. Because you begin to see what others have done when they've gone into those things.
Sure.
Hallelujah. And we ought to listen to that check in our heart every single time it goes off.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We wouldn't have all these false doctrines. Because many times I know they find a quote, don't agree with it. And instead of letting the check go off, they just turn the page.
Right.
Oh my, getting real quiet.
Right.
But that's how it starts.
Yeah.
Just turn the page to the next one. Or that scripture don't agree with what I think, so I'm just ignore it. I got 20 that do support it. Oh, that ain't revelation. That's a devil theology. That's right. I remember one time I had a thought like that. I said, my, that was good. That was good. And then I got to something back in Jeremiah. And I said, that doesn't really sound right. But I'm to the point now where I said, praise God. right in the trash where it belongs, because it's not my revelation. It's not my salvation. This isn't about me. It's about Him. Amen. And He is the Word. And He's still present here today. And if He wants to comb through my life and drive these things of the world away from me to where I can't hardly stand myself, I feel like I'm such a failure, God bless Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to be right.
Right.
Amen. I want to have full confidence. And the only way to do that is to not step over that God-given conviction. I hope I'm preaching to somebody today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did I finish that one? I think I did. Staying away from the, influence, 1963. Says the reason they do that, he's talking about doing the things of the world, is because they're not conscious that God is watching. Hallelujah. And it's not like the world sings, God is watching in the distance. No, God is watching in you.
Amen.
God is right here.
Yes.
All up in your business.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because you know people like that. You done heard that phrase, I'm sure. You don't want to be all in my business. Well, if somebody already is.
Right.
You might get mad at me for saying it again, but if somebody else already done telling you that. Come on. Now, all you got to do is put a child in the way. Even my aunt, when they were getting ready to go out, my little son came up. He said, where are you going?
Yeah.
We're going out with friends. And you can see my son's like, didn't answer my question. Where are you going?
Right.
And I said, I even told my aunt, I said, you better be careful. He'll figure it out. He's a smart kid.
Yeah.
He'll figure it out. He'll know what you're talking about. Because he's already done asked us, his papa, no, not dad now, but Ellie's dad. Is papa a Christian? Papa listens to bad music. Amen. That's why we pray for him, son. And see, but I could just say, oh, it's okay. It's okay that Papa's that way. And there'd be no little desperate four-year-old wants to pray
right.
for his grandpa no more.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We done proven this church that God answers these little kids' prayers 10
Amen.
Times us.
Amen.
That's right. Why? Because we just think too much.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I don't need to figure this out, but recognizing that God is here. And that He really is God, and that He really does want me, and He really does want me delivered. He does want me saved. He does want me encouraged. He does want me happy because I'm His bride.
Amen.
Wouldn't be so hard to get prayed for all the time.
Right.
Wouldn't be so hard to get healed, as we tend to make it. Well, if God was really going to heal me, it'd be this minister, or this way, or this thing. Religion, religion, religion. That's why I don't get nowhere.
Right.
If it's the Word, done. That's right. Hallelujah. Because that's where I want to end up with. This ever-present God wants you in His presence.
Yes.
He desires you to be in His presence. He wants to show you that He loves you.
Sure.
That He wants to spend eternity with you. And we've been believing the devil's lie for years.
Yeah.
That's why God convicts me, because He actually hates me.
Oh my.
You might not say that with your lips, but you believe it in your heart.
Sure.
God, that's why He just keeps ringing me over the coals all the time, because God just wants to destroy me. He's trying to find every way He can to destroy me. And it's the exact opposite case. He's doing every single thing in His power to save you. And we think of how many times we just ignore Him, and then we reap for it, and then we turn around trying to blame God.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God, let me get pulled over for speeding. Why didn't you tell that cop to go somewhere else?
Amen.
I didn't know God pushed the pedal down 10, 15 miles over a speed limit. Maybe it was God telling you, you shouldn't drive that way because one day you're going to get yourself killed.
Right.
Look, it is. If you drive, I wonder how many accidents have been at the speed limit. Come on, think about it. Wouldn't it be a nice world if we all drove the speed limit? I think it'd be a whole lot safer. When you get out there, you know what? Everyone's going 40. There ain't going to be someone barreling out at 80 miles an hour. Praise God, we're saved. That does. I feel just like the prophet. You might not know the story where he talks about that. Hope you're hearing from God today. But he was in some, like, it was a foreign country somewhere, and these ministers just started blazing through there. And there's like a bunch of natives there jumping and running out of the way. Brother Man said, slow that car down. And he said, they're just, you know, some backwash word or something. They're just that. And he's like, no, they're not. Those are souls that Christ died for. You said, my Bible says, render to Caesar's what Caesar's. That sign says 25. You slow this thing to 25.
Right.
It doesn't even say, Brother Bram didn't say they listened to him. He said they croaked up like a bullfrog and said, he said, but I got my 2 cents in. I just heard another quote. He said something like that. I think it was on the way to church. He said, they might not listen to it, but at least I got to tell them the truth.
Yeah.
And we begin to evaluate how we witness by how people receive it. And there ain't no way in the Bible you're going to run that through. If we do that, Daniel ain't a prophet.
Right.
If we're going to do that, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego aren't believers.
Right.
That's right. Moses wasn't. Noah wasn't. None of these men were men of God if we judge them that way. But how do we judge them? Because the ever-present God was there with that man of God. He was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children. He was with Daniel in the lion's den. He was with Noah in the ark when he said, "Come into the ark." And God reached his hand and shut the door. Hallelujah. And he's here today. 2016, what in the world are we still doing here?
Come on.
Hallelujah. I'm getting to the age now where I'm wondering how we still here. Yeah. Can't imagine some of y'all that's been in this 40, 50 years now. What in the world? Why are we still here?
Right.
Well, as we look back at the last year, we can tell God's getting ready.
Amen.
He's been getting us ready. He's been bringing us souls. That's why it so encouraged me to see what God's doing. When I think of, you know, how the Ochoas come out, what they come out of, Brother Dan coming back to Lord and things, and I could go on about all these people in here. Hallelujah.
Right.
And think of the messes that we were in just a short few years ago when message believers were saying, "Where's the promise of his coming?"
Oh, my. Amen.
Come on, God. We've been waiting 40 years now. Where you at?
Yeah.
So religious, they lost sight of the vision. That if we're still here, the job ain't done. And they began to leave God's presence, because God's presence will force you to witness. Oh, yes, it will. God's presence will make you recognize people's true condition. That they're not just somebody that hates you. There's a soul in a cage that's being tormented day in and day out. And at least get your 2 cents in. That's right. Hallelujah. At least invite them. But as believers, which I trust you are, and I'll try to bring this to a close here soon, we need to recognize something about God's presence, is that He wants me in His presence.
Amen.
That God has paved the way, that God became flesh. He saw the wages of sin were death, and that has never changed. But He took it upon Himself and paid in full.
Amen.
And then when He knew that denominationalism would come and cloud our minds to the truth, He said, "No, I'll send Him a prophet."
Amen.
Hallelujah. His name is William Branham. You might not like it, but that's what he was. I'll tell you what, I learned that in Jeffersonville. You just go ahead and say things there. It's William Branham, you know, they just go right forward. I said, "That's all right. I guess he's just like saying Noah or Paul or anybody else, as far as I'm concerned. He's greater than Solomon." Or not, you understand. The greatest revelation ever hit the world is here because of that man's sacrifice for the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. John 14:3, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also."
Amen.
Psalms 46:1. "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble."
Amen.
And let's turn to this real quick. 2 Peter 3. And like I said, I'll be closing here soon. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3. Hallelujah. My goodness, I guess I need to preach all the time. I'm losing my voice already. Y'all praying for me? I'm actually going to do this. There we go. Excuse me. Verse 8. "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day." Now, why did he just say that? The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some man count slackness, but is long-suffering to us. Word. Oh, what a revelation. We ain't waiting on God. He's waiting on you. He can see down in your heart. He can see that kernel of unbelief in there. And that's why you're not getting healed. That's why you don't have joy. That's why you can't overcome. That's why the things of God aren't first in your life.
Amen.
You know what? I'm to the point now where I think we don't need God first in our life. We need God to be our life.
Amen.
That He just is my life. He's what I do. He's what I am. It's not religion. It's not a football game against Him and the devil. I've already picked a side.
Yeah.
This is the way I'm going. He is my life. He's why I breathe. He's why I go to work. He's why I talk. He's why I think. He's why I love. He's why I do everything. And I know He's always present, so I don't need to never quit. Hallelujah. There's never a good time to not be a Christian. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. There's never a good time to stop being a Christian.
Amen.
The Lord is not slack concerning promise, some may count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Hallelujah. What a big word in this age, repentance. It's done lost its feeling. Why? Because people think men are after them.
Sure.
People think Brother Branham's after them. Yeah. That's why they begin to hate him, because he begins to preach on things that they think's okay.
Yeah.
And if you think I'm a hard preacher, go listen to some tapes.
Amen.
That's right. I got, and I'm not saying the prophet was off by no means. I'm saying you don't know how soft we've been getting in the message.
Yeah.
It ain't legalism. You ain't never seen legalism hardly in this message. I haven't in a long time.
Amen.
Legalism isn't what you think it is. It isn't actually wearing skirts and being a Christian, just being normal. Listen to me. That's normal. 100 years ago, that was normal. Any civilized country, that's normal. Until they begin to give over to the devil and get into sin and molestate and all that nonsense. But any civilization that's centered to God, you going to tell me Israel didn't have women dressing modestly when they were serving the Lord? Come on. Why? They didn't. Brother Bram said it. He said, you get the Holy Ghost the same as they did there, you'll do the same things that they always did. That's right. He said, I had an African woman who was there stark naked, got the Holy Ghost, covered her arms like this, ran out and got clothes on.
Yes, that's right.
And then here in America, we can't seem to figure that out. That's right. It begins to make me wonder, do we really have what we say we do?
Sure.
Because the Holy Ghost automatically drives the things of God, drives the things of God into us and drives the things of the world out.
Right.
Yes, it does. You can be tempted. Don't get me wrong, brother, sister. I think too many times that's where we get legalistic.
Yeah.
Oh, I got tempted. Guess I'm a sinner. No, you just don't have the desire for it no more. The devil tries to flash it before you. Say, shut up, Satan. I've done went that road before. That's right. That's right. Some men have drinking problem. The devil will sit there and he'll talk when they go by the drinking aisle at Walmart. Oh, he'll tell you about it. But just push him away and keep walking. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us in his presence. Do you know that's why he made us?
Yes.
And we think he's just letting us suffer. It's just like a renegade teenager. That's all it is. Ain't because Brother Austin's sitting here either. Don't you think that? I heard that thought. Oh, we're just preaching on Austin now. We all that way, actually. We're all that way with God. Got it figured out. Don't need God's help. I got this one, God. No, you don't. No, you're going to fail. That's right. When I see people, oh, I'm going to do it now. Man, I'm going to serve God. I say, you won't be here next service. You can't do it like that. It's like, just, Lord, I love you. You're ever-present help in the time of trouble. I'm going to wake up in the morning because of you, Lord. We need to get so dependent on God and get away from our intellect so the power of God can move.
Amen.
God can't use your mind. He don't need it. He gave you a mind that you need, and that's the Word.
Amen.
That's the mind of Christ. That's the form of God in this day.
Amen.
And He's ever present.
Ever.
And it's a revelation to us, brother, sister. Do you understand how powerful it is?
Right.
When that really sinks down into a human heart, that God is here. Always.
Amen.
He's in my home.
Right.
He knows my closet.
Right.
Hallelujah. He knows my web history.
Amen.
Don't he?
Yes.
Come on.
Right.
He knows what's on my phone. He knows what apps I use.
Sure.
He knows which ones I don't.
Amen.
He knows what books I read. He knows which ones I don't.
Right.
And if you wanted to join a picnic, just quit. Just go ahead and quit, because you ain't in a picnic being a Christian. You are being nominal, sure. That's just soup suppers and everything else. I was at Brother Nathan's. They got a new building, and some Methodist church was getting rid of it. It's huge. It's a big, well, considering what we're used to as message believers, but it's a big place. And they had a basement with like 8 rooms in there, and we were going through. One of the ministers was showing me around, and they went to the kids' room, and they got a whole carton of movies for the kids, for church. And I thought, well, that's about right. Yeah, you know, just come here to watch movies. Like, just stay home, watch movies. Like, why come to church? Religion. Well, at least I made it. And I'm not talking like Moses or David or something. I'm talking like Toy Story and Lion King and just stuff of the world. And I'm not saying it's necessarily wrong, but what in the world is it doing in church?
Right.
Hallelujah. You wonder why I don't play around in church. We ain't here to do that. We got houses to play in.
Yes.
That's right. We've lost the grain of sincerity in our message too many times.
Sure.
to where we think, oh, it's okay, they're kids. No, no, they need to be taught the things of God.
Amen.
That's right. They need to be taught that God is here.
Right.
They need to be taught that God is, He loves them.
Right.
But they need to respect Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me read you. I got a few more quotes here, if that's all right today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The way to have fellowship. How many wants to have fellowship with God?
Sure.
Any Christian, that should be your only desire, is the fellowship with God. And notice then, he said, not what it hasn't been. Just let me start it. He kind of stutters here, but he says it hasn't only been in this age, it's been in all ages. Just think, Job, the oldest book in the Bible, he longed for fellowship. He knew that there was a creator, and he believed him with all of his heart. And he said, in a child way of saying it, oh, if I could just get to him. If I could only get to him, if I only knew where he lived at, I could go up and knock on his door and talk to him just a little while. Remember when Job said that? He said, if I could just sup with him and I could just talk to him like I would any other man, then we could reason this thing out.
Yeah. Sure. Amen.
Hallelujah. And a man that lived a lot closer than a lot of us do. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I wonder how many times the Father can go to the, you know, and said the Holy Spirit report to the Father and say, you know, he's perfect.
Yeah.
I guess perfect, man. He does everything you tell him to. He said, well, I can never do that. Quit doing it and let just be like Job. God said it. I'll do it. We're done.
Uh-huh.
That's right. He said, well, I don't feel it. Don't need to feel it. Job didn't feel it. Job didn't base nothing on his feelings, or he would have quit.
Because
yes. Every feeling Job had was, God don't love me.
Amen.
My kids are gone. My fields are gone. I lost my job. I don't have a house. I don't have a wife that even acts like she loves me.
Right.
And to top it all off, I got boils from head to toe.
Right.
And then, when I thought it was all over, God lets my three friends come over.
Yep.
And just blast me on my doctrine day in and day out. And say, see, now you reap what you sowed. Sounded pretty good, didn't it?
Sure.
Where even Job got so frustrated, he couldn't hardly take it no more. But what was his longing? I don't need to talk to these three friends. I don't need to talk to my wife. I don't need to talk to the servants. I need to talk to him.
Amen.
If I could just get in contact with him, this would be over.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that revelation is still true today. I don't care what problems you have. I don't care how bad it's getting. I don't care confused and dark it looks, if you could just believe you're in His presence.
Yes, that's true.
And that when you talk, He talks back.
Yes.
As as Sister Suzanne told me, the prophet said, a man, you know, was looking to have a vision. Brother Barron wants to see a vision. He said, just go read your Bible. You have a vision right in there.
Amen.
If we're going to call this the Word of God, we need to believe that's what it is.
Amen.
That's right. That God said it, I believe, and that settles it. Amen. Let me finish that quote. If I could only get to him, if I only knew where he lived at, I could go up, knock on his door, and just talk to him a little while. Wouldn't we all love to do that? But think, he's closer to you than his door. His door is your heart.
Amen.
And he's so close tonight, he's closer to you than your right arm is. He's part of you. Oh, glory to God. If we could only realize that he's here, and how he wants to have fellowship with us. What a revelation that is. Not that God has to, but that he wants to have fellowship with us.
Amen.
His heart is greater for fellowship than ours is. And the reason he makes us that way, because we're offsprings of his. That's what makes us long for fellowship.
Sure,
hallelujah. I've tried to people come tell me they're loners. I'm like, you are not a loner. Everyone needs somebody. You know, I'd give you all the money in the world. There ain't nobody said, oh, yeah, I'll just go live on an island by myself. That'd be great. No, you want somebody to invest in with. You want somebody to enjoy things with. You might not like a lot of people, but that's fine. I understand. You know, big crowds can kind of be intimidating for some folk. I got that. But I'm sure in heaven that all goes away. Because we're all going to be in love. That's right. But you're never alone. You never have to feel lonely. What a revelation that is in this depressing age that we live in. You never have to be alone. He's there. If you can only believe it. You never have to say, I don't have a friend in the world. It's just so hard. You have the greatest friend there ever was. To where even, I think it was David, or it's a proverb. He said, there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Speaking of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, we'll finish on this. Calling Jesus on the scene, 1963. I pray you're enjoying the Word today.
Amen.
If we could only realize that He is here with us.
Sure.
And not just that He's here, but what? the same yesterday, today, and forever. That same loving man that walked the shores of Galilee, the same man that went and canceled a funeral and said, no, we're not having that today. I don't want to see that mother being sad. We ain't going to do sad today. Come here, boy. Get up.
Amen.
We're not doing sad today. Hallelujah. A man that saw his friend die and he wept only a few tears. He said, move that stone.
Amen.
Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Canceled another funeral. That's right. Canceling funerals are all there. Why? Death and life can't go together. And brother, sister, we need to quit living under the gloom of the death of the perishing of this age and recognize I'm not in Satan's Eden.
Amen.
I'm in the bride's age. I'm in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, not of my own accord, not of my own strength, but by God's desire.
Amen.
By God's heart, He reached down and He pulled me out of Laodicea.
Amen.
He didn't just throw me off in the cosmos somewhere. He said, come to my house. Come live with me. I'll live with you. Wherever I am, you be there also. Oh, glory to God. How we need to open our eyes to the truth. And say, if we could only realize He's the same here with us now as He was in every age. When Moses thought he didn't have a friend, he could go to the rock and found him. Even when he had done backslid, knew he wasn't going to the promised land, Moses had a greater revelation than most believers. He went back to the rock.
Yes, he did.
And he said, I'm going to stay right here with you, Lord, because that's all I need.
Amen.
And you know what? That's all he needed. That's right. God took him home. Lo, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you, never forsake you. I'm with you to the end of the world, 24th chapter. I'll never leave you. Again, he said, oh, again, I'll never leave you, forsake you. I was just looking for a scripture I wrote down here concerning it. How can we be sure? How can we be sure? By His proven word. He is now waiting for you to call Him on the scene to be proved.
Amen.
So let's go await Christ in our lives. God's done did it, brother, sister. The Bible says, let the mind of Christ be in you.
Right.
Not go get it. Let it.
Amen.
Which means the only thing hindering the blessing of God is you've got your arms on the door of unbelief holding it shut.
Yeah.
That's it. And you might have an unbelief of a complex. You might have an unbelief of where you're at right now. You might not like something Brother Branham said. Or it might just be, I'm never going to be good enough. Let go. Hallelujah. Just let go. Let Christ awaken our lives. How do you awake Christ? Oh, but, you know, I got to fast and pray and do all these works and works and works and works and then be depressed when I'm done because God don't do nothing. If you don't do works because you love the Lord, it's a waste of time. That's right. We just need to fall in love with Him.
Amen.
He said, how do you await Christ? By believing His word. Faith brings Him on the scene. That's what brings Him on the scene, faith. Then call on Him to confirm His word. And don't doubt and fear. Don't do that. Just believe Him as it's written. Let it be done. And God will prove you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I was in Jeffersonville, there's one thing I'm going to say about that area around there, New Albany and everything else, all those churches down there. There's one thing I began to notice after traveling there so many times. If they don't know for sure what page, what paragraph, what sentence Brother Branham said something, and you say something, they probably ain't going to amen you. And that's okay to an extent, but look, if we're trusting in this, being able to memorize, we failed. There should be something in here that knows the message because it sent it from Peyton. I'm not saying don't read it. I'm not saying don't study. You understand. Don't act that way. The middle of the road's the Christian.
Amen.
Not over here, not way over here in these tangents that everybody runs off on. Right here in the middle of the road. Stay with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will tell you if something's right or wrong.
Sure
does. That's right. And you know what? If you think it's the Spirit of God and you begin to look in the Word and realize that you were wrong, then you need to be real humble. So you know what? That wasn't the Spirit of God. That was me. I'm wrong. I asked God to forgive me, and now I'm going to love on Him.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what? That's just as victorious as being right and praising God. You know what? I think they had just as great a jubilee in the children of Judah when they got right with God as they did when they were serving Him right.
Right.
Are you hearing me today? We think, well, God knows what I've done for the last 20 years. Yeah, He knew what I did my whole life, and He still came to me. He still invited me to His presence. I didn't even bring myself to this message. If anything, well, I should have been the furthest one from it. But God in His mercy found me. God knew I was one of His. He knew you were one of His. He couldn't leave you out there and not nonsense. He had to bring you into Himself. He didn't bring you in just to vacation. He came to dwell in you. To fellowship. To spend time. Are we going to push Him out for a TV? Are we going to push Him out for the things of the world? Are we going to say, Lord, I love You, but I love the pleasures of this life more. Look, the Bible doesn't say they didn't love God at all. Sure, they liked good sermons. Sure, they liked hearing it. Sure, they played a tape once in a while. But when it was down in their heart, God recognized, You don't love Me as much as all that other stuff. If the house of God don't bring you joy, brother, sister, it's time to check up. That's right. If the preaching of the Word don't make you happy, it's time to check up. If you've got to do some worldly thing to feel good and have a good time, something's wrong somewhere. Hallelujah. See, we got on the roller coaster. I'm trying to get us back up. Can we go ahead and ride up and say, God, I'm supposed to be in heavenly places. Amen. And you know what? It's pretty good up here. It's pretty good where two or three are gathered together that I know You're always with us. It's pretty good to know that a broken and contrite spirit You will not despise. But when I'm there feeling all alone, wondering what I'm going to do next, but I go to my knees, I go to the rock that Moses went to, I can find You there, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, it should give us a comfort. It should give us power. It should give us authority with God to never be afraid.
Right.
To take God at His promise and say, Lord, I don't care how bad it gets because it's getting bad, brother, sister.
Amen.
If you think this is bad, wait in a year. Wait until we keep every year thinking it can't get worse, and it does.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? When is it going to end? I don't know. But let us be busy about the Master's work. Lord, let this revelation flow through me. You're the ever-present fourth man. You're still here. You'll never change. And You're more than an overcomer. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. He's here. Hallelujah. He's here. Amen. See you today, dude. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him that's here with us today.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless His name again. He is here. Listen closely.
Let your faith arise today. Hallelujah. Lord, You truly are here. Hallelujah. I don't have to be the same, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't have to leave caged up. I don't have to leave sick. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank you. here. You have the faith that reaches up. So Lord, I know it. I know it, Lord. Touch the hem of his garment. You hear him calling out your name. You might be somewhere out there. Maybe you slid away. You hear God crying out, Adam, Adam, come back. Think of that, brother, sister, when they had done, forsook God, done what they weren't supposed to. God still cried out to them because he still wanted a fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The road back is repentance, church. That's all it is. There's no other way to go but the one that was blazed with the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Or anyone say, Lord, that's me. I want to come back. Hallelujah. I've let the things of the world come into my life. Say, that's basic, Brother Andrew. Brother, sister, we need, that's what kills us most times than not. Just letting little things of the world get back in our lives. Taking our experience. God bless you, brothers. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. God bless you, sis. Believe it now. Believe it. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for a way back. Thank you for fellowship. Hallelujah. It's not a day of being proud. It's a day of being a real man of God. Say, Lord, you know what? I am accountable. I know what you saw. And Lord, I feel lower than dirt, but Lord, I need you. And you called me from the dirt anyways. If it wasn't for you, I'd be dead. I'd already be buried somewhere. Lord, if I'm standing here, I might not be much, but Lord, I give it to you. Use it for your glory, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit have full preeminence in my heart. That, Lord, I can be that walking testament to the world. I can be that walking Bible when I'm at Walmart. That, Lord, even if I can't convert them, at least they'll know there's a God somewhere, because it has to be in that sister. It has to be in that man over there. Because he's just different than everyone else. God bless you, brothers. God sees that. Keep crying out. Don't hinder yourself. Keep pressing right on. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You feel his presence here. I know you do. You feel him bringing you back in. Hallelujah. He's done it before. Don't doubt. Just press on through. What good would have done Esther to get all the way into King's palace and then begin to doubt her position? She'd have died that day. But she knew in her heart, I'm the queen. I'm the queen. Nobody else is allowed to do this, but I know I'll be okay because I married that man back there on the throne. And brother, sister, before you had a choice, God done put the ring of predestination on your hand. He already made you his bride. And he's ever present for the rest of time. Hallelujah. God bless you. God's hearing your prayers. I'm telling you that. What a deliverance in the building. What a difference from when we came. Hallelujah. It's getting light in the room, as the prophet said. It's getting light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let anything cloud your life. Why do we raise our hands, brother, sister? We're surrendering that stuff. We're saying, Lord, you take it. Hallelujah. We're getting to where we can't hardly raise our hands no more. We got to hear something real good. Brother, sister, it's real good if it's the word. Hallelujah. 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 He's here. He's calling your name. He's bringing you closer to him. He's letting you touch the hem of his garment that you can be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you feel his presence? Do you believe that's the Holy Ghost? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said he'd come stop by this little group of 20 people. Yes, he will. He'll come just for you if you believe it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Follow what the Spirit's telling you to do now. Don't be in a hurry. Let's stay here in this atmosphere. You can feel that comb of the Holy Ghost just pressing right through and pressing all the darkness out. Oh, it feels so good, don't it? Hallelujah. It might hurt going, but it feels great when it's gone. Thank you, Lord. All them complexes leave. Where you truly can love your enemy. Where you truly are praying for those unbelievers. Hallelujah. Where you truly serve God just because you love him so much. He's the apple of your eye. He's a fairer than 10,000 to your soul. Glory to God. Oh, what a spirit. Thank you for the Holy Ghost tonight, Lord. Thank you for meeting us in this end time. For not leaving us without a hope. Thank you, Jesus. Hear the cries of your people, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. May everything be delivered, Lord, as I believe your sword of your word has cut through the enemy's line. Begin to drive back the forces of darkness out of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you for being here, Lord. Thank you for being the mighty conqueror. Hallelujah. Thank you for being the one that can cool the flames of doubt and fear as they come into our lives. Let us walk around loose in the presence of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to that hidden chamber right there at sea. Get shut in with God.
Shut in with God.
Oh, hallelujah. Believe it with all your heart.
There is,
oh, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord.
Gaining new power to run in the race. How I long to be shut in with God.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Shut in with God. Secret.
You're in there now.
Oh, there in the Spirit, beholding His face, gaining the power to run.
Is what he ought to be. Thank you, Lord, for his desire. Hear his prayer, I pray, by the Holy Ghost. Set him free from all the captivities of the devil, of every form of unbelief. Thank you for it, Lord. I agree with him now in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you. a song for all the prayers that's been prayed in here, and that's Blessed Assurance. I just feel led to, especially with those that came forward. What a fitting song. It's still C, Dad. You have to help me a little bit. I'm out of voice. But aren't you happy for that Blessed Assurance? As a prophet one time, remember, went on and said, I got an insurance. You know, they thought he said insurance. He said, no, I got assurance. It's a lot better than insurance. I found that out, Brother Roy, after your house fire and thing. Assurance is a lot better than insurance because you know what you're getting. And it's paid in full. Hallelujah. Don't ever doubt what you prayed for today. God grant it to you. What a presence that's still here. I thank God for this, brother and sister. Do you understand how special what we have? You know how precious this is to feel the true presence of God in this day? Even amongst this word, how rare it's getting. How many times we've gone into form and formality, and you're not in that. You're in the blessed assurance where God can sweep through our souls and say, you're one of mine. Hallelujah. I'm taking you home soon. Hallelujah. 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 We'll sing it here in a minute. Go ahead, Dad. Keep going this way. Just worshiping free tonight. Free in the assurance of God, in the blood of the Lamb, and of the Holy Ghost.
Washed in His blood.
This is my story. Yes, Lord.
Oh, this is my story. Oh, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior.
Blessed Assurance.
Let's
just give the Lord a hand clap, praise and worship today. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! 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 I think we can all agree, Lord, just let that revelation live in me.
Amen.
That you're always there and you're always present. That you always love me and you always want to help me. So,
sure.
Amen. I got one more. We might have to learn this one. I don't know. It's kind of an old time one. It's still C, though. But I feel like we ought to have a little bit of good time. You know, it's the first of the year. Starting a new year, but really we ain't starting nothing. We're just going on.
Right.
We're just another day in the journey. Going home time is what I'm thinking. And he's still God. I don't care what's happened to America. I don't care what happens to the message. I don't care what people do with whatever. He's still God. That's right. He's God at the pulpit. He's God at the pulpit. He's God in the amen corner. He's God all over the floor. Oh, I know God is God. God don't never change. All right, slow down for a moment. That ain't gonna work. We're gonna have to go to D at least, man. I can sing low sometimes, but I was grumbling on that. Not bad. He's God at the pulpit. He's God at the back door. He's God in the amen corner. He's God all over the floor.
Still God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Find something. Glory to God. Felt pretty good. I don't know, getting them Pentecostal wings out there again. Huh? That was pretty good. You enjoy the Lord today? Enjoy Him every day? He's always with you. Always be there. Well, God bless you today, Dad. You can go ahead and get me something, I guess. I'm done. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate you all. I'm glad to be home. It's good welcoming home. Praise the Lord. That's good. You can be dismissed. God bless you, saints. Go ahead.